Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a TV theme song Thursday, the final hour of the program here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Olin Polonese in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's
wow.
Right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Don't forget, coming up in about 30 minutes, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Olden, get ready for that. It's a fun time. It's the only reason why people listen to the Odd Couple on Thursdays. But it's all right. We like to let Alex have his thing and do his thing, but we'll do that. But first, let's start here, Olden. Fred Van Vliet called out one of the officials last night. They lost to the Clippers, and Clippers had like a million free throws, and they had 14. Whatever it was, it wasn't a pretty picture. But the Ben Taylor is the referee's name.
Yep.
And we do have the sound, but he said, you know, quote, "I don't care. Ben Taylor was effing terrible tonight." He went on and on and on. Let's hear Fred Van Vliet. All right, we're going to hear momentarily. Here we go. Yes. He said it very quietly, but he
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was f***ing terrible tonight. On most nights, you know, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up, you know, and it's been like that a couple games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was, and it's been disappointing this season. You can look up, most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal, and it's never a good place to be. That's not why we lost tonight. We got outplayed, but it definitely makes it tougher to overcome.
I just the foul language is just inexcusable. If you're the NBA, you can't have Olden that kind of. This is a press conference. You don't know who's listening. You know what I mean? Like that. That's not becoming of an NBA player. Well, it's over the top. You can complain,
not, but in the heat of the moment, things happen. Things will be said. But
the
none
heat
of
the
stuff,
moment after he took a shower and came out to the press conference,
he's heated. He's in the moment because that was he said what he said because that was right. Ben Taylor messed that game up. And listen, we can go back to the beginning of this sport. I always say this. People keep thinking Tim Donaghy is the only one.
You got evidence?
And I'm telling you right now.
Asking you, got evidence?
I do. I do.
Well, we would love to have it on the show. I want you to bring that evidence.
You know
that
me, I don't say nothing unless I can bag it
up. Okay, I'm
because
just
saying. Because the league had an issue a long time ago with referees that were flying to Vegas and putting bets on games and all that stuff. And they quietly got them out of the league. And so my thing is this. He made the point. No one comes to see Ben Taylor or Scott Foster or anybody else referee.
I agree with
and
that.
And it's a problem for the league. These guys all of a sudden have this short temper, and they have made it personal. There used to be a time when you could actually walk up to a ref and talk to him, and they would oblige. Now it's like, stay away from me, don't talk to me kind of thing, and it's not fair. And I always wondered, why is it that, okay, he said his name. He called him out by name. Okay, we know Fred VanVleet and everybody else in the NBA. Why is it that we can't say the referee's name? Why is that an issue?
Because it does. He said, that's not the reason we lost, but. And then he said how effing terrible he was. It's just not. There's a degree of your frustration if he wanted to say that on the court to his face, not into a public press conference. Also, if he thinks there's something personal going on, go complain to the union. Go complain to the league. Doing what he did last night is not going to get that fixed. You really believe that's going to get it fixed?
No, it's not. But it's been done. It's been tried. The league doesn't care. You know, it doesn't matter. And so to me, they are messing up the product because the referees. And I used to always wonder. I don't get technicals because I'm not giving you my money. That's the reason why I never really got a lot of technical fouls.
I don't blame you.
And so to me, you know, these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars, so they can afford to give away $5,000. I can't, and I couldn't back then. But at the same time, the referees are becoming bigger than the game, and that's an issue. And that has to be addressed.
They're not bigger than the game, but I understand if they're referees. And I'm not saying all of them are good, and you got to weed out bad referees, but I don't think he solved anything. He had a frustrated night.
Okay, let me
ask
you this.
They lost also in Denver. I get that. Olden, I'm not like naive, okay? But that's not the time or the place to air it out like that.
That's true.
On the court to Ben Taylor.
I got you. He could have done it on the court. He could have done it somewhere else.
He could have said everything he said right there.
He shouldn't have cussed. I get that. And that's where he's wrong, and he's going to pay the price.
And that's what he'll pay the price for, because you can't have that at a press conference where you know there's cameras and microphones.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. To the game prior, the Denver game, do you believe Scott Foster should have thrown Scottie Barnes out the game?
No, I'm with you, okay? That was overzealous.
That was extremely overzealous.
Yes, and there are
who think that
people did come to see them blow whistles, and we know that that's not the case.
You know, that's
I always
like
say, like, an umpire in baseball, Olden, is supposed to be like third base. We need you to play the game, but nobody bought a ticket to see you.
Exactly. But it's so funny because you read Scotty's lips. He goes, damn, they cheating. And it's like, but it's like, that's a common thing for players, because that's what you feel, because that's our go-to line. It's been that way forever. It's not saying you actually are cheating.
So
and I think Scott Foster took offense to that because, hey, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. But don't get mad at the young man because he made a silly statement like that under his breath. He mouthed the words. Damn, they cheating.
How about you and your career? Give me... Okay, were there times where you just felt like, okay, they're trying to help this team win, they're going to the line three times as many times as we're going, we're playing physical. They're playing physical against us, but we're getting all the calls. Did you ever have a moment or a circumstance where you really felt like there was some of that going on?
I'll share two with you.
Okay.
Okay. One I was involved with directly, one indirectly with one of my teammates. Tom Chambers made a statement about referees.
Now, where was this? Where were you playing? Just
Seattle.
Give us the background. Okay, you're in Seattle with
Tom
Chambers.
Chambers makes a statement about
referees. Tom Chambers was a good player.
Really good player. Mark Jackson really knows that too well. so he made the statement, damn, you must have money on the game. He blurted it out, right? And I think he did his interview and said the same thing. Do you know these referees basically colluded or got together? And they screwed him over for the next 3 years, okay? He couldn't buy a call, all right? And so to me, that's one. And my second one, and it worked in my favor, okay? And I won't tell you the referee's name because okay. I love him to death. But this is like my first year or second year, one of them, but it's early in my career. I get a foul called on me, and I said, hey, you know, I think you missed that. Right? And this is right out of halftime. I said, I think, so take a look at it, please. And they looked at it, you know, because they always have the videos. He's like, so after halftime, he comes over to me and says, you were right. I missed it. So the next time you get the ball, just make a move and I'll give it back to you.
Are you serious?
My right hand of God, man.
I've heard players tell me or whatever, like if they blow a call and they just say, I got you next time down.
Yeah, but it's like, ouch, for real? Come on now. That shouldn't even come into play.
And those are those makeup calls where you know that like they blew something and they're trying to even it out.
But the integrity of the game is shot at that point. It doesn't matter if you blew it, okay? Just don't make the same mistake over. Now you're going to give me a call to make up for it because I didn't even get fouled.
Yeah, going forward, I'm wonder and we want to hear from you 877-99 on Fox. Do you feel like Olden feels? I mean, you're saying that the refereeing is out of hand and they're compromising the integrity of the game with some of these calls and patterns and maybe vendettas against players. I don't see it that severe. But I wonder if maybe more people are on your side that the referees have interfered with the game, Olden, and there's too much referees being involved in the game. You know, like we said, referees are important, but we shouldn't even know, to be honest, Ben Taylor's name. If you're doing your job right, am I right?
You're right.
As a referee,
you
shouldn't know who the referee. The only time we should know is when they announce them, really, like for the NBA finals, and you know who the best of the best, right, are going to referee the NBA finals. Other than that, we really shouldn't know.
We know everything about the players, so hey, all's fair now. I need to know how much Ben Taylor makes.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like. The problem is there's got to be disciplinary as far as, you know, not holding on to people who don't do their jobs.
On the refs, like, exactly. Right, I've been like, saying like, that. There's got to like be some kind of punishment.
Like you're out. Like you've had two or three bad years. Your rating is very low, and we need to make a move. All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is The Odd Couple, Olden Polynice, along with Rob Parker, here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and
stay.
For some of the best callers in the U.S. of A.
Shopping for tires can be deflating, like that music, that noise you heard. All right, but not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires? They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit, great traction, and a comfortable ride. They share their results so that you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free right to you or one of our over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is also available in many areas. They'll bring the new tires to you at home or work and install them right on site. How cool is that? Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their line of Michelin test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Is this Wild Wild West?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Do you remember this show, Olden? Wild Wild West?
Heck yeah. Jim West? Come on,
yep,
now.
Jim West was...
Artemis Gordon?
What was his name? Conrad, wasn't it? What was his name?
Robert Conrad.
Robert Conrad was the star of this. And it was weird because they were set in like Western times, but weren't they secret agents for the government?
Uh-huh.
Wild Wild West.
Yep.
It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese. In for Chris Broussard, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. Have referees ruined the game for you? Are they too heavy in calls, or have they just taken over the game? Fred Van Vliet went off in a curse-laden tirade about one of the officials last night. Where are you on this? We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to go out to Frank from Sarasota. Okay, you're on the Odd Couple.
Yeah, I can't roll with you, Rob. You know, Fred Van Vliet. You know, he's a man of the people. He's saying exactly what everybody feels.
But you can't say that in a public press conference.
I'm glad you said that because I watch the NBA on TNT all the time. Do you know what I hear every time somebody gets fouled underneath the basket on my television set without the bleeps?
No, but that's not the same as the heat of the moment of the game and a hot mic. This is in front of TV cameras where kids could be watching a post-game show. You're a professional athlete. You represent the city of Toronto and the Raptors organization. It's not He's going to be fined heavily for that tirade. It's not.
And I'm glad he didn't sugarcoat it. You know what's heavily to you? The guy makes what, 30 mil a year? How much money does he make? What's he going to get fined? 50 grand? That's what he's going to spend at the club.
He might lose. He might lose a game check. What about a game check? I bet you he wouldn't want that.
A game check? And you know what? Fred, if you're listening, donate the next game check after that, buddy. We got it.
Man. Guys, there's so much hate for the referees. 877-99 on Fox. Is that whatever? All the fans, they were cheering Fred last night, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they were. Let's go out to Craig in Phoenix. What's up?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm still thinking about Lonnie Anderson from WKRP earlier.
That's right.
Yes.
Everybody was. Everybody needed baby oil back then.
Yes. Yes, Quagmire.
Well, I was thinking about this a little bit. I called in to talk a little bit about the Durant Suns. I was there last night as a season ticket holder. But,
real quick, what was the mood? I mean, just real quick. Get to that, and then the referees.
You know what was really
was the mood bad?
It was packed, right? It was his first night, and people were starting to get texts, so you could see people starting to figure it out. But by the time they did the announcement, the big deal was Booker going to be announced fifth or fourth? Like, who's going to take precedence? They always do the best player last. And so people were waiting for that. And then as soon as they mentioned Okogie and then Torrey Craig, like, people started to figure out there's a problem. Something's happening here because those both aren't supposed to be in the starting lineup. And then there was just a really weird feeling in the arena as they figured it out. So,
I bet. I bet people are sick.
It was sort of a downer. It was a downer. But I like Booker said he tried to treat the crowd, and he went for 17 of 23, so he tried to do his job.
Oh, yeah, and they covered last night the 13.5, so I was happy. All right, guys.
Oh, by 18 points, so you should be real. That was an easy win.
Yes.
On the refs, the thing is every fan base doesn't like the refs, so at a macro level, you have to think it's all working out. At some level, right? Like, if everyone's mad, then maybe it's working out. But last night, like, Booker wanted to go for 60, but he got a weird little foul right at the end, got into it with the refs, technical sort of thing, and sort of cost him from doing something great. So, it does take its piece of everyone, but it was an interesting night. I think the Suns are they got a chance, like you guys were saying, but that corner shooter, that fifth starter, Okogie shoots 28.6% from three. Torrey Craig's 34% from three. So they're like 1 3-point shooter short of being a really nice lineup.
There you go. Appreciate the call from Phoenix. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Now we're going to go to MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, MJ?
All right, what's happening? All right, I got a few thoughts here. Now, the refs, a.k.a. the Foot Locker refs, they are trying to get their names in the paper, so to say. Plenty of nights, the ref nearest the alleged foul swallows his whistle, and the ref at the other end wind up calling fouls. And Rob, are you clutching your pearls about Fred VanVleet as far as the press conference?
It's not appropriate in a press conference setting.
Hold on, Rob. Let me drop a little bit on you now. LeBron Ramon James, he drops colorful language pretty much all the time. So maybe he's getting that his lead. And also with a lot of this stuff that's going on in the league, like Ja Morant, where's the LeBron in these situations who's the face of the league kind of bring these guys along, so to speak, or where's the veterans that should be on those benches that should be able getting these guys up to where they need to be?
And where's his father?
But there's nowhere yes. Well, he's there. That might be the problem. He is there.
Stop trying to be his friend and be
right,
his father.
Exactly. Like, sometimes that's an issue, right? You know that. Pops wants to live in that spotlight as well. Like, it's like, dude, that's your son. Like, let him live his life, right? Yeah. And be a parent.
But
it's
crazy. One thing, Rob? When guys like that make that kind of money, they become the head of the household.
Right. No, definitely. No
doubt. That's rough. 23 years old.
Right. And you're handing Pops money. Like, go ahead. Right. 877-99 on Fox anymore?
Yeah, we got Scott from Washington. I don't know if it's state or D.C.
What's up, Scott?
That's actually super damages.
All right, and Scott, does he have his radio on? Uh-oh. Drop. We need to dump him. What's next? We got one more?
No, that's it.
Was that it?
That's it on my end.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Coming up next, it's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. I don't know if you've ever played. Have you, Olden?
I played Trivia, not Tyshirt's Tower.
Okay, not Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. This will be interesting and a lot of fun. That's coming up next. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese in for Chris Broussard. And it is time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
All right, all right, all right. Now, you don't have to love sports to work in media. You could just be a jacked human being. You can be the hero of Fox Sports Radio, star of the Anime Senpai podcast, the gorgeous, the one and only smart Alex Tyshirt.
Gorgeous. I've never heard that term.
Wow,
gorgeous.
Ethan, you trying to take me on a date because it's working right now.
I know, right?
Hey, wow. Hey, you know, no, I'm just kidding. Hey. Rob's like, uh-oh.
Is that a rock in your pocket? Or
I thought it was Magic City Monday. My bad.
Now, Olden, it's your first time here, huh?
Yes, doing this.
Be careful, all right? Gingerly. It's his first time. I'm just saying.
Welcome. We're happy to have you here.
Yes, put one toe in the water, all at once.
Rob, calm down.
Yeah, my girlfriend's at home. Anyway, let's rock on. In March, there's a tournament called March Blank.
Are y'all serious right now?
Yeah, this is for Alex. He's not a sports guy.
This is for Alex.
So, Olden, if it's your first time, so basically what it is he's going to give you questions. You guys have to give me a one word clue to help me guess the answer.
Oh,
and so
my goodness.
Every time you go first, so Ethan will say either Rob or yourself, it's a 10-point question. If I get it right, then it goes down to 9, 8, 7. If nobody gets it, whatever, then we move forward.
Okay. Exactly.
Rob Parker likes to win this game, is all I'm going to say, Olden, so be ready.
Yes, I do. Right. So I'm not going to take it
and
easy.
What are the rules? The word can't rhyme. Yep. It has to be English. It can't be numbers.
All
was
of these rules
else?
Came from Chris Broussard cheating.
That was actually you, Rob, but yeah, we'll say it's Chris. So, Rob, you go first on this one to give Olden an idea here.
Okay, so go ahead one more time, Ethan.
All right, this is pretty easy here, I think. All right, in March, there's a tournament called March Blank.
Yeah, speak for yourself on easy, please. Thank you.
Okay. Angry?
I'm pretty sure I know this one then. It's madness, right? One.
Yes, okay, there you go. That's too easy.
All right, good. We start easy.
I'll take that, baby.
We start easy.
Very good.
And I just want to make sure, because, you know, I'm not a veteran here either. I'm a rookie. Do I follow up with a word after you go? Or does
no.
That's it.
All right, cool. I was wondering why you're taking so long, Al. I was like, geez.
Think here. It's called
the brain.
Illusion,
the brain, yeah.
It's called, all right, here we go. It's up to you.
I got it.
All right, here we go.
All right, Olden.
All right. In college basketball, there is a team in the SEC from a school called the Arkansas Blank.
Shaving.
Arkansas Blank. Shaving.
Holden. You can't add anything.
Coming from Rob. Alex, you ready?
No, you cannot add anything.
Shaving.
Sheesh.
Hikers?
Okay.
Nope. No.
All right, here we go.
Arkansas.
Gillette.
Oh, gosh, Olden. Is it razors?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Razorbacks.
We'll give it to you.
That's okay. We'll give it to you.
That's a hard one.
Gosh.
Yes,
okay.
Razorbacks.
My
you would
bad,
never
Olden.
Get that.
Yeah.
You got razor. Okay, shave it. Gillette.
That was a level 10
that
question.
That was funny.
Okay.
That was a hard one.
Yeah, that was good. Good job. All right. When there are four teams left in the tournament, that is called the final...
You just gave him the answer.
There's technically another word, but.
All right, here we go. I'm up, right? Holden was last.
If Alex can't get this one.
All right. Okay, here we
Holden,
go.
Holden, you're funny.
Yeah, Holden, thanks for letting me right now. I was like, it was the second word, my dog.
It probably would have been better if it was a different way, yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
There's no way.
Here we go. Alex, are you ready?
If I miss this, I'm quitting. Yes, right. I'm ready.
Fab.
Four.
Yes. You know what the other one you could have done, Holden? You could have done fantastic.
Now, for what? He said when there's four teams left.
Oh, did he say four?
No. I said final.
When there's four teams left.
He said when there's four teams left.
Oh, no.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Nah, get out of here.
That's why I said you just gave it to him.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
What are you, my English teacher?
I didn't hear that.
Hold it. As soon as he said it, you said
I was like, wait a minute. Oh, you just gave him the answer.
Right. Okay.
There's four teams left.
God, it's like my English teacher tearing up my essay here.
Okay, this one's going to be good.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Here we go. Glad you have faith in me here. Here we go. This is a tough one, too. Penn State is on the blank as they try and get into the tournament.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's hard.
Oh, gosh.
Recovering.
Uh-oh. Choking here.
Odin, did he say the answer in the question?
Gum.
Gum? Give me the question again.
All right, here we go.
Give me the question.
Penn State is on the blank as they try and get into the tournament.
Gum.
Chew?
Gum.
Okay, here we
Chewing?
Go. Okay, here we go.
Oh, the buzz already.
Yes, you only get one try.
I only get to guess.
All right, here
once.
We go. Burst.
Pop.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
You're on the, is the.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Blowing.
Bubble.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So you got burst, okay. You got gum.
Got you. Okay.
Bubble gum.
Okay. Yeah.
That was good.
That was funny.
All right, here we go. Al, this is a middle pack one.
Oh,
at
gosh.
The start of the game, there is a blank to decide who will get the ball first.
Can you just give me the answer in the question again?
Okay, here we go.
I'm just kidding.
It's so funny. Look at how he's looking at me right now. He's looking at me. He's like, is this guy joking? Like, he's literally looking at me. Is this guy like in fourth grade with these questions?
Holden couldn't believe it. It was
right,
great.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. All Rob, right. If you were here, you would. All right, here we go. At the start of the game, there is a blank to decide who will get the ball first.
Is this one word?
Yeah, is this one word or two?
I mean, I didn't want to say the first word, then I would have gave it away.
No.
You already gave it away.
No, but you can't be two words. That's the problem.
Well, let's just make it one word.
Okay.
Cool.
It's like a hyphen, okay. Rob, right?
The second word,
down
right?
Down under.
Yeah, okay. Fine. We can make, yeah. No, make it the first word, because that makes more sense to the question. So I'll read it again.
Okay.
Here we go. At the start of the game, there is a blank to decide who will get the ball first.
There you go.
All right, silver dollar.
Coin? Yeah?
No?
It's not?
At the start of the game, there is a...
Okay. I don't know what the answer is. I don't see him. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you want me to just give...
No, Olden's
go. Go ahead.
All right, Olden, what you got for me?
Rope.
Rope. Hold on. Toss.
Just gonna you every time.
All right, you got to give us this one. Do we have one more or no?
Yeah, I'll give you this one. All right,
give us this one.
So what was the answer?
Because you changed the word.
No. At the start of the game, there is a jump ball to decide.
I thought it was coin toss.
Rope.
Okay, I got it.
Rope. Jump yeah. rope.
Jump rope. Wait, guys, we're playing basketball here.
I know. I was thinking
you guys.
You're
no,
right.
you guys are wrong on this one.
You're right.
No, I got to call you out for this one because I was getting crap before. At the start of the game, there's a jump ball.
No, you're
what'd
right.
you think?
You're
God.
Right.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But you said ball, but that's okay.
I know. But I told you the first word, jump.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll move on.
Okay, we got time for one more. Let's go.
All right. Actually, there's two. I'm going to decide. In the college basketball, you get... Okay, this is good. Actually, I'll do this one. If you hit the blank in basketball, you get a reset of the shot clock.
Oh.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, whose turn is it?
You can go, Rob.
Hoop.
Net. No?
Nope.
What's the answer?
Nope. Edge.
Rim.
That's what I do, baby.
Oh, golden.
All right. Olden is golden. Who won?
Yes, sir.
I think Olden.
Olden's the winner.
Yeah, come on. Wow. Come on, Rob.
You know what? I should just retire from the show right now. You know, like, I'm that hurt.
We'd like to thank Rob for all of his years of service.
Yes, thank you very much.
Why are you in your feels, Rob?
I'm in my feelings. I'm in my feelings, Olden, after that. I don't like to lose. I'm sorry. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little March Madness and whether or not you're still in it. I want to find out from Olden, is he still all into March Madness and college basketball? That's coming up next. It is the Odd Couple as we wrap up this show and put a bow on it right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're the Final Four in the US of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let it breathe.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
It is a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
You want to be where you can see.
The progressive play today. That was the progressive play today. Progressive is making things easier.
Your name.
They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Yes.
Nice way to wrap up a TV theme song on Thursday, no doubt. Cheers. And hope.
Sam and Diane.
Yes. I always thought that was crazy when Shelley Long left the show. Like, what are you, crazy? I mean, sitcoms, when you get something like that, you got to let that run. You know, it's course.
They got to do you like Jim Boeheim.
Yeah,
they
exactly. Roll you out. My goodness gracious. But let's go here. College. Speaking of college basketball, Jim Boeheim no longer at Syracuse or the whole nine yards. Here we go. Olden, you played college basketball. What'd you play in the SEC, right?
ACC, University of Virginia. Led them to Final Four my freshman year.
Unbelievable. Very nice. Is March Madness still as special to you as it was, or have we seen college basketball kind of change? Players don't stick around that long, even if they go now. They might not even go to college. It just, you know, like for the, I don't think it's college basketball that we're enamored in with March Madness. I just think it's the tournament, the format, single elimination, you know, that heightens every game, because if you lose, you're out.
Exactly.
I think it's the tournament, not college basketball. Where are you?
Exactly. I feel the same way, but that's the beauty of it. And that's why I felt like even with NIL or paying guys, it was never going to affect March Madness and NCAA tournament, because that's their moneymaker. It's not the regular season. We don't care. It's when you get all these teams, the 64, 68 teams from all over the country. Now you put them in this tournament format, and then they go for it where everything's equal. Anybody can be beaten. And so to me, it's like it's the purest form of the game, March Madness is. And it's amazing, and it's never going to go anywhere. It's been around since the beginning of time with basketball, and it's going to remain. It's not going anywhere. They have
But how,
this
how shocked are you that people don't care about college basketball the same the rest of the year? Like, I used to cover St. John's. When I covered St. John's basketball in the 80s, that was Walter Berry, Mark Jackson, Lou Carnesecca was the coach. You know, like, I covered. I went to every game.
Because
and now
you had
people
names.
Don't look at it that way.
Because you had names. You had guys that built reputations on the playgrounds and stuff like that. You know, Walter Berry, I grew up with Walter, and it's like everybody wanted to see Walter play basketball. When he went to St. John's, we're like, oh, my God, now we get to see him, you know, play against college players. You know, Pearl Washington, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, it's just like that's just what it was. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar left New York and went all the way to Westwood with UCLA. He had built that following in New York, so people wanted to see him play no matter where he was. They don't have that anymore, because these guys now, these young kids, they just pop out of nowhere from AAU. And the thing about it is this, and this is a whole other topic. They 13, you know, they 18 one day, 15 the next. And so to me, that's the problem, because they disappear for a year or two, and then all of a sudden, here they are, the number one junior in the country.
Right.
And I'm like, that's what's messing with it.
Yeah. I don't know what you do. I don't know. The horse is out of the barn. I don't think that you can get them back in. The toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, like, I just don't see how it's going to turn around or change. And then also with changing of the guard, where a lot of these old coaches, Coach K's gone, right? Boeheim, there'll be some other big names who will be out the door.
Look, Bill Self just, you know, some are saying it was a heart attack. We don't know, but he's a little in the tooth now, too. So, you know, Calipari hasn't done much in a while. And so,
if you really want to be honest, one championship with the talent that he's had has been embarrassing.
It has been.
Come on. He's had nothing but talent. But anyway, let's say this. Thanks to Olin Polonese. I hope you had some fun today.
I had a blast.
I responded and got you on the show. It was
great
to have you.
That's right, on Twitter.
See? You thought I was like, would ignore you? I did not ignore you.
Well, you ignoring that loss. You still owe me dinner, dude. Something.
All right. I got you. Olden Polonese, appreciate it, man. I got you. All right. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick around. Jason Smith is next.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.